Get Ralphie May here.
Is he here?
Get Ralphie May in here.
We need. Here's my baby.
Ralphie May.
Here's my baby.
There he is.
Hey, baby.
He's not late this time. He left early. What time did you leave to get here this time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Had to set the alarm at 2.
I was in Las Vegas.
Oh, really? Just drove in?
No, I flew in.
Flew in? Well, yeah. Thanks for coming by.
Ralphie, I love you guys. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he smells good. He always smells good.
Ralphie's going to be at the...
got that pressure of being a fat guy. You always got to smell good, you know? You always got to be lovely and effervescent.
You are.
Always.
I'll give you that.
You are smoking. I swear to God. Man, we really lost somebody when we lost you. Man, we lost you to the lesbians. That was tough, man. That was tough. Tough day.
Yeah, I guess there's something about Heidi today. I mean,
she's a filthy animal. She's ready to throw down, Jack. Man, there's going to be a lot of confused little drunk girls that are going to get molested over there at the Playboy place. Oh, my God. You animal. I love it, baby.
Have you ever been to the Playboy Mansion?
I have. I went there with Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, Lord
and,
have mercy.
Every vow was tested. Every vow was tested.
Oh, you were married at the time?
Of course.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Of course, man.
of course
I could have added to the DNA of the pool, the grotto. I could have added to the DNA, okay, yeah. Floating in there. That's where the next life form is going to crawl out of that grotto.
Does he have Eric's microphone on? I'm just wondering. Turn off Eric's microphone.
I don't
think he's getting picked up.
No.
Ralphie, you're going to be at the Hollywood Improv tonight?
Yes, yes. Tonight, 2 shows, 8 and 10. And then this weekend, I'm going to be down at Irvine Thursday through Sunday.
At Irvine Improv. You can get tickets hollywood.improv.com for tonight and irvine.improv.com for the Irvine shows. So you said you went to the Playboy Mansion. Every vow was tested. Did you ever say in your own head, "I'm a goner"? Like you just knew.
Man, I got a panic attack and had to leave. I swear to God, I saw everything going away. I saw my wife being mad at me. You know, I could only get 500 feet close to my house, and that used to be my house right there. Right there is my house.
I'm living in a studio apartment on Hollywood.
Exactly. I just have a panic attack about that, so I left. And Ross was like, "Dude, where'd you go? Oh, would you be my wingman?" I'm like, no, sorry. No, I can't.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Help push? Jesus. Come on, Ross. You're killing me, man.
It is a shame that it's like, you know, like a young single Ralphie May didn't get that opportunity.
Oh, my
Those
God.
Opportunities come when you're already like, wow. Yeah.
We would have heard about it on an album or two, okay? We would have heard about it. Just to give fat guys out there hope. You know, I mean, but this girl literally goes, "You're funny. Come on, I'll do you." Okay, and you're like, I was just cracking jokes. I mean, I was on my second beer. I mean, what are you talking about? I'll do you. Okay, it's like, oh my God. And then I was just thinking to myself, it would be awesome, but I wouldn't even use protection, you know, in my mind. Okay, I was like, oh my God, this is my panic attack. And I'm like, you know, going, oh, it doesn't feel like AIDS. It doesn't feel like AIDS, okay, all right? And I'm just like, oh my God. So I had to leave, man.
No vow
was broken, but every one of them was tested. Oh my God.
You're a stronger man for it.
Man, I tell you, And this weekend in Las Vegas, I got tested too. It's like, man, no, I just won't be married. Oh. I want to just keep all my stuff, be married. You know, I got a beautiful wife. What am I going to upgrade to? Come on.
Do you think women who are testing you, like you said, you're out and about and you're traveling a lot, doing a lot of shows, that they know you're married? I mean, you have your podcast that you do with your wife, the Perfect 10 podcast. So people, women know that about you. Did you get more attention after you got married, do you think? Did you notice it more?
Yeah, because it was like, it was standardized that, obviously the kid can throw some D, okay? He's got a hot wife, okay?
Yeah.
He's funny.
He makes beautiful babies.
He makes beautiful babies.
See, that's how you
Plus,
get them, too.
Plus, I'm great to sleep next to. You know, I think they realize that. You know, I'm cuddly. I don't move a lot. I don't snore. No sharp edges. You know what I mean? I'm a great person to snuggle up to. Women want to snuggle. All right?
You're a real life teddy bear.
I am, baby. Like, I am. That's why you love me. Come on.
I do. No, Ralphie always has the best stories. I mean, I love your stories when you're like completely baked. And you're,
oh my God.
As far as like, you know, getting completely baked, have you ever had that story where I'm a goner? Where you were just
what, like,
you were
you
so
did it
high.
Too much? Yeah.
Well, I mean, not that you're going to die from the weed, but it's like the situation you were in, like you can get paranoid or have panic attacks where you're just like.
Yeah, I've had that before. I've had that before. A lot.
That would be me any amount I smoked. I'd be like, I think I'm scared. Like, I think I'm gonna.
Nah,
die.
You get high, you'd want to flirt with me. You'd flirt with me, you'd be fine. Okay, but I've got where it's just I'm so wasted. Okay, one time my neighbor Gay Tony, right? Okay, and he took me and his wife Tim, okay, and my wife to the Abbey in West Hollywood. Okay, all right, a big gay bar.
Oh yeah.
And at first I got in there and I was so stoned, all right, that I was afraid every guy was gonna hit on me. All right, but you know what's worse than that? It's when no guy hits on you. Oh my God, that's such a kick in the junk. It's like, are you serious? Not one of you? I mean, they don't know. This might be the night, you know, where I just want to just chug D like nobody's business, you know?
Fly your freak flag.
Yeah, man, line them up, you know, like a seal in the circus. Okay, you know? I know, and then it's like, it's so offensive, you know? They won't even hit on me. But I got free drinks from lesbians. Chaz, like, hey, all right. Hey, it's a drink. But man, yeah, none of them hit on me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally safe.
You know there are lesbians somewhere going, oh my God, you guys, I was out one night and I saw Chaz Bono in the Abbey.
Yeah.
And they think they did.
I like lesbians. And you know what? I went to a gay wedding, okay? And let's just outlaw regular weddings because they're dumb. You know, the couple comes down, they light a candle, then some fat girl gets up and sings a song off key. All right, then they light another candle, and then
he's like, Ave Maria.
Yeah. And then the guy recites some poetry that he wrote. He stinks. Okay, it's like, you know, like every night has its dawn, every rose has its thorn. You're sitting back going, did he just call poison? Is that poison? All right, and then you go to the wedding, and it's like, it just sucks. You know, they give you crab chicken and green beans, okay? And it just stinks. And you're like, this bitch had the nerve to register Williams-Sonoma. I got her a $500 Vitamix blender, and that fat bitch ain't made a smoothie in her damn life, okay? You're just mad. And they give you some crap candies. You know, some crap candies that your grandma used to have by a dish that just formed into one giant candy when she finally died and you were cleaning stuff out. You're like, oh my God, look at that candy thing. All right. And you're like, why don't you register at Walmart, bitch, when you got that crap candy? All right, you go to a gay wedding. Okay, the wedding ceremony is short. Do you agree to be a top and a bottom? Yes. Okay, that's the party, okay? All right, and then, you know, it's like the food is awesome. Open bar. Oh yeah. My God, there's a guy just chugging, going, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, just drinking. Yeah, he used to play baseball. Shut it out right field his whole career. What the hell? All right, you know, it's like, oh my God, people are drinking, partying. There's half naked Puerto Ricans in G strings and wings that fly from pedestal to pedestal, sprinkling fairy dust. Fairy dust. All right, and instead of candy, they give you three pills, Jack. Three pills. You take those three pills, and 25 minutes later, you're naked, all right, grabbing your junk in public, dropping water all over you.
Doing YMCA.
Dancing to Kesha and Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah, baby, respect yourself. All right, you're just having a party, man. That thing is a rager.
That beats chicken and green beans.
Without a doubt, man. F you, traditional weddings. All the weddings should be gay.
Amen.
Every wedding should be gay.
There's such a better party, man.
Oh, yeah.
Such a better party.
Ralphie May's hanging out with us. We're going to take a break. Come right back with more Ralphie May. And you're still calling with your stories about the moment you thought you were a goner and you happened to live through it.
Oh, man, I got so many of those.
And I'll be telling a little more Ralphie stories. Going to hear yours as well. And we'll come right back. 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.